Joining me is Mark Watney, president of the North Dakota Farmers Union. And Mark, first, let's start probably with the most timely news, and it's bringing maybe some enthusiasm here to convention. That is our news on trade, and we're making some forward progress with China. Nothing, you know, in set in stone yet, but good news is good news.
Oh, definitely. We have to start the process of solving this challenge, and it's been quite a hit to agriculture. And even if we can resolve it and we're in the beginning, it'll take some time. But hopefully this is accurate news, and hopefully what it means will be described a little more in the next couple of weeks. It's called Phase 1, and we're hitting some of the reports. My suspicions always rise because we've had some announcements, but any time that we see some good news coming on this, it's important, and hopefully we can see some response in the marketplace to help farmers with these pork prices.
Mm-hmm. And shortly here, you'll be addressing members of this year's convention, and so help me highlight some high points in your speech.
Well, I'm going to come out as a Farmers Union proud is the title of my speech, and I am. I'm extremely proud of the members of this organization that have been working hard to find them solutions and to communicate with Congress and administration on we need to do some stuff here. And I don't know of any time I've ever seen our organization much more active trying to get those solutions necessary. So I'm going to start there. I'm going to identify the long-range challenges, and then I'm going to identify some short-term solutions. But the long range is we can't ignore that we are extremely good at producing, and we continually oversupply the marketplace. So we cannot ignore the fact that that is a good thing for the consumer, and that's the good rationale for a farm program. So if we're going to be in situations where prices are going to decline because of excess supply, we should have a stronger farm program and one that can deal with trade crises or crises with renewable fuels and help us through them times, because this is a food security issue for the nation and we shouldn't take it for granted.
Mm-hmm. And so how does that tie back to ultimately what this convention is meant to do? It sets some of that policy, and members will be deciding that policy as you meet this afternoon, as well as hold some elections. And so what really is forefront for these members?
So I think it really, the RFS, E30, fixes to trade, identifying what fair trade means and get away from what free trade means, because free trade is non-existent. Looking for solutions to make that farm bill strong enough so we don't have to worry about ad hoc disasters, and finding that balance. And I think there's a way to do this. I think we need to talk about feeding the world. It's odd that we have almost a billion chronically hungry people, and farmers can't get paid enough for their products because we have too much food. Mm-hmm. So that's the stuff that will come out. We'll fine-tune our policy. There was about 50 resolutions, I think, came in from the counties and individual members. Those will get placed in the book to be voted on. And, of course, at the end of the day, we'll have the majority here will tell us what we work on for the next year.
Mm-hmm. And one final question here as we wrap up our conversation, Mark. Do we have some good attendance this year? And as we were discussing beforehand, this weather certainly hasn't stopped members from traveling to Bismarck.
Well, we had some concern because we thought there might be some harvest going on, because there's an awful lot of corn out there yet. But it appears like they're coming in. Our early numbers here look good. We start with our mutual company, and then we move into the farm organization. And, you know, you have to have a certain number to get your quorum, and we were well over that. So the seats look fairly full, so I'm pretty pleased, and I think we're going to have a good, great attendance this year. So it's looking very good.